When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Dawn, who do we have?
Today we have Noah, and he is on the phone with us right now. Hi, Noah. Welcome to the Jason and Alexis show. Minus Alexis
hey,
today.
Girl, hi.
Hey, girl. Hi.
Noah, thank you for writing in. We appreciate it.
No, thank you guys for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And thank you for answering the phone, considering last week we had some people drop out. So
last week, we had 2 weeks in a row. Remember, Dawn?
No, it was just last week with two of them.
Oh,
Tuesday and
right.
Thursday. Yeah,
that's
they
right,
both didn't.
Right.
Anyway, it's a brand new week, and Noah, we're glad to have you.
Yeah. Tell us your story, my friend.
Yeah, so, like, I had a really great time with my date, Dylan. He's, like, super sweet, super nice, also, like, crazy hot. So just being honest. We met online and, I noticed that he was a social worker and it was so admirable that he is passionate about helping the community and making changes. But to be very honest, I didn't know if I was going to be able to keep up with our conversation.
Oh.
But I actually I learned a ton on our date and there were times where I maybe just nodded and pretended to know what he was talking about, but you know, I did my best. But we just went for drinks. It was nothing really super formal yet or anything.
Okay. All right. Well, what did you do on your date? What was the conversation like?
The conversation was good. I thought it kind of flowed okay. I was a little maybe nervous to get into some of the topics he brought up because, like I said, I'm not super knowledgeable about social work and stuff. Okay. But he had a lot of heart. I have a super big passion for travel. So I talked about that most of the time. I just got back from Mexico City and did the Day of the Dead celebrations there.
Ooh.
Talked about my trip to Vail that I have coming up. And I also had a chance to go to BravoCon, which was unreal.
What?
Nice.
You did? Oh
we'll
my
have to
gosh.
Do a whole separate segment with you on that at some point. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh.
Cool.
It was so amazing. But I work remotely, so I can kind of do my job anywhere. But my home base is here in Minneapolis.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. Nice. So you had some fun things to talk about. It didn't get too, serious with the social work and everything.
No.
Okay. Well,
how did it end?
Anything weird?
Anything?
I mean, the one thing that I kind of noticed was that he was just looking around the bar a lot, you know, at some point he just kind of seemed spacey and uninterested. And I don't know, maybe he caught on that I wasn't super educated on his line of work, but you know, I honestly did my best to keep up and I didn't talk the whole time. You know, I totally asked him questions about himself. I don't know. Maybe I rambled too much. I have a tendency to do that when I'm nervous, but, I don't know. Yeah, that's the only thing that I can think of that was kind of a little maybe weird.
Okay.
But no, and I know Dawn asks you to do this. Other than that, you don't have any weird habits or nothing, you don't speak backwards or you don't you don't hum incessantly, nothing like that.
You don't have He-Man dolls in the back of your window.
Hey now, Dawn. Hey now.
Oh,
hey now.
I mean, or what are those called?
Transformers.
Yeah, Transformers. Yeah.
Nothing like that.
No. Okay. I got rid of all of my toys a couple years ago when my parents moved. So
okay. No garbage.
I'm good then.
No garbage in your car. Okay.
Well,
yeah, no, I there's nothing like that's flaring in any way, shape, or form, really.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, Noah, here's what we're going to do. Mike is going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear what you're going to hear what happens next. Yeah. Dylan has been on hold. All dude knows is that we're calling about a date. He doesn't know that we're calling about your date, and he's heard nothing. Okay. So hold on. Hold on just a second. Okay. Let's go ahead and put Dylan up. Dylan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Hi. You're live on the air. Well, this is Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thank you first and foremost for agreeing to do this. We acknowledge Well, then you know what? I'm just going to get right to it. You probably know this segment, so I'm going to say, hey, why didn't you go back out with Noah?
No. Oh, Noah.
That's who we're calling about.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. I did do this. First, I gotta let you guys know I got an appointment at 8:30.
Okay.
So that's I'm kind fine. Of on a time crunch here. But okay. I
have a commercial
remember
way before
day.
That. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to explain. Like, I don't know. I just felt like I wasn't in his league. I mean, I don't know. He lives like a completely different lifestyle than I do, right? Like, I make about as much money as a teacher, you know? Mm. But he has like so much disposable income, and it was like, you know, it was apparent, like, as soon as he started talking about himself, that there was no way I'd be able to keep up with him.
Oh, okay. So what do you, like, the traveling and things like that? Like,
well yeah. I mean, like, he's got this, like, dream lifestyle. He can, like, travel all the time. You know, he can go, like, I can't afford to do anything like that. Like, yeah. My vacations are usually to Duluth or maybe, like, Chicago if I could save my money, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just didn't see it working out, and it seems like he was a little out of touch anytime I started talking about anything serious.
Oh. Well,
okay.
I don't know. I just felt like I was intimidated by the guy. Like, I like him. I mean, I thought he was cute, but I mean, I don't know. It was just like two different pieces to a puzzle. I don't know. It was not even for the same puzzle. It was.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
Is it possible though that you both were possibly reading into something that wasn't there? I'm just trying to be poly positive today.
Yeah.
Is it possible that you were reading into something that maybe wasn't really happening?
I don't know. You can kind of tell. I mean, especially I'm a social worker, right? Like,
yeah.
This is my line of work. Like, I'm constantly talking with people and reading people and, you know, trying to, you know, help families and stuff. So I have a tendency to be able to tell when someone's listening to me. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I just felt like he was, every time I would talk about that stuff, like, you know, he would, you know, congratulate me and commend me, you know, in a roundabout way. But it always just kind of felt like he was waiting for his turn to talk about his trips.
On anything?
That's kind of bad. I don't know. Well, maybe we should.
Yep.
you kind of know how this segment goes if you've heard it. We do have Noah on the phone with us, so we're going to put him on right now.
Noah, say hi to Dylan.
Hey, Dylan. I know you're busy, so like, thanks for doing this.
Sure, no problem.
So I just, like, I want to just double check. Like, you weren't, like, leaving when you got up and left to, like, go on, like, another date or something like that?
Oh.
No, I told you why I was leaving. Like, we're understaffed at work. I had to go in early to, like, fill and file so much paperwork. And, like, before I even start work. So, I mean, like, again, that's why I think you weren't really listening.
Ooh. Okay. I was listening. I don't know. I guess I, like, didn't believe you, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I get it. Like, people make up excuses to leave dates. But, like, that was legitimately the reason. I'm just... Every minute is spoken for, almost.
So, honestly, like, I just feel, like, really stupid now. It sounds like you, like, just don't like me, which is fine. I just kind of thought we connected and had a good vibe going, but I don't know. I guess not.
I mean, it seemed like you were having a really good time. I mean, you told me, like, a million vacation stories. I can't afford to travel like that, so it just... Felt like a mismatch. Like, I don't know. I don't even know that we were having the same conversation at that table.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's fair. I guess, like, if you don't have vacation time or, like, money, that would be pretty unrealistic for me to date you anyway. So, whatever.
Oh, God.
Okay. Super okay. Weird to be rejected by somebody who I rejected first, but all right.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I'm not even going to ask. I don't
okay,
care.
Okay, well, yeah,
guys.
Usually we ask if you want to go out again, but it's kind of clear that you
hard
don't.
No. Yeah,
I mean, unless you guys can afford to send us to, you know, some international trip, I think I'm good.
Okay. We just have a gift card to Red Cow.
He's clearly just crabby because he has to work early, but like, I don't even know who this person is. He's a completely different guy. This is ridiculous.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? It's okay. Let's not make this nasty, you know?
Yeah. Guys, have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Yeah. Just coming from two different worlds.
Thanks for your help, guys.
Thanks.
No problem.
Hope you'll still listen to the show. Thanks,
guys.
Yeah,
thank you for both being my talkers.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, God.
See, here's what my theory was going to be.
Okay.
I thought that our luck might change because if you noticed, I was purposely taking on the role of Alexis and I was trying to be poly positive.
You were? Oh, yes. Now I see.
I was purposely trying to find a glimmer in the woods. A glimmer, just a glimmer,
like
a light
little ghost
leading,
light.
Like a little ghost light
little
leading
fairy.
My way. Like what was it from Harry Potter? Remember Lily Potter was the deer, like not the spirit, the spirit.
Yes. She was like a ghost.
Not the whole cruxes, but what are they called? Potter people, what are they called?
The stag,
remember, but they're a name.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like the spirit
of the woods. Of the forest?
Mm-hmm. Patronus!
Patronus, which sounds like a great tequila.
Doesn't it? Anyway, I need some tequila right about now.
Right, well. I see what you mean, though, because it seemed like it was just a miscommunication. Like, I thought he didn't like me, and they were misunderstanding each other. But really, when it comes down to it, once we talked to Dylan, he's like, no, I can't afford that, and he wasn't listening to me.
Yeah, I know.